Okay, so we've caught up with Noah Hoffman, who's in Alaska with the rest of the team, and they're on a training camp, their second training camp of the season, and they're going to do some on snow at Eagle Glacier, and they've had a week of dryland training, and we're going to just find out how it's going with Noah, and of course see how his shoulder's been doing since his operation, and which is, I guess, a little bit in the past. But are you there on the line, Noah?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. We're so happy to catch you before you guys head up to the glacier. So talk a little bit about the camp and how it's going and how your summer's been going.
It's been awesome to be back up here in Alaska. The training up here, the dry land training around Anchorage is spectacular. And it's, really the important thing for me is that there's a world-class group of guys to train with, not only my teammates on the U.S. ski team, but the Alaska Pacific University team as well,
sure,
which has one of the best men's programs in the country, and we've been able to push each other, and it's been a confirmation that what I've been doing at home has been working, which is always confidence building for me because I do a lot of training at home. It's been a really productive summer for me, but it's always nice to know that I can still ski with the guys when I come up here, and it's really a great opportunity to have these guys around to push me.
Yeah, absolutely. Alaska's APU has been, really coming out with fine skiers for a while, and so it's a good test. I know that there's a little rivalry between you guys amongst yourselves a little bit as well, so it's good to see where you're at in terms of your training. Are you doing anything different this year that you could share with us?
For training this year, I'm really refocusing on my technique and on the upper body strength part of cross-country skiing. That's been a real weakness for me for all of my career, I would say. And it's been a focus in the past, but nothing like we've had this year. I've been doing a ton of skiing on the roller ski treadmill with direct video feedback to be able to look at myself ski, and it's one of the best technique tools I've ever used. And then on top of that, I'm doing a ton of specific upper body work both in the gym and on roller skis and on the roller board. It's been really focused training, much more roller skiing and focused training than I've done in the past. I think it'll be really good, and I've made big progress already.
Yeah, I remember reading something. I think we posted something about your comments not long ago about that you'd were surprised at how it was going and things were really improving, which is always encouraging. How is your shoulder? I mean, obviously last year was your first season back on after the operation, and it looked like, things were like back to normal pretty well. Is it just getting stronger and stronger and feeling more natural as time goes on?
It is, absolutely. It's been great. Dr. Metcalf in Park City did a fantastic job, and then of course the US ski team physical therapy staff played a huge role in getting me back and ready to go for last season. It's continued to hold up great. It's not quite perfect. It's going to be a work in progress. It was a major operation with a bone graft, and they put in a block. And I will probably never get full range of motion back, but that was kind of part of the deal. If I wanted it to be super locked down, it was going to be tighter than it has ever been before. But it is everything I need skiing, and I'm really happy with the way things have gone.
Very good. Well, you showed last year that you're certainly capable of skiing with the best, and there was a bit of course, hesitation from everybody wondering, but of course you came through, and it's great to hear that it's working out well and you're moving forward. Last year you had some milestones. You skied really well in some races, and I think you didn't end up in the year where you wanted to exactly, but you made some progress. Are you happy overall, and what are your goals this year?
Definitely happy with the way last year went, because it's indisputably a step in the right direction. The highs were really high. I had the fastest time of the day in the third stage of the Kusamo Mini Tour,
right,
which was a huge step for me. And then, the second fastest time of the day in the point-to-point race of the Tour de Ski, and that was behind Johannes Duer, who, subsequently got caught for doping at the Olympics and admitted to having doped all season, I think dating back since June of last year. So those two results really prove to myself that I can ski with the best in the world, that I can be at that level, at the level that I'm hoping to be at on a consistent basis. And that's a huge step for me. So next year I'm hoping to show that form again and do it on a more consistent basis, of course. I'm really targeting the World Championships. I'm going to actually come home in the middle of the World Cup season next year to get a training block in before the World Championships. That'll be something new for me that I think will be really helpful in maintaining my fitness throughout the season and getting a good training block in prior to the big races. Of course, you know, focusing on the World Cups as well and the Tour de Ski, I have yet to put together a complete Tour de Ski that I feel like I'm capable of, and I think when I do that, it can be a really good event for me. So I'm excited for all of the opportunities. It'll be maybe a little bit less racing than I've done in the past, but I think all of the races are going to be great opportunities for me, and I'm looking forward to, you know, to really having a good season from the very beginning in late November all the way till the end of March.
Well, it sounds like, you know, there's definitely some bricks are in the wall that, you know, last year you really made some headway, like you, the two events that you talked about. And, of course, watching you ski at the front for virtually, you know, a whole race with all the main contenders, you were right up there. And I know that, you know, you didn't finish where you wanted, but you're trying to work on the endurance and the strength that you want to be able to complete. And it sounds like you're making headway, so we're excited to see what's going to happen. Talk a little bit about the camp so far that you've had with the guys in Alaska.
Yeah, it's been a really good week. We've had really high-quality sessions. We did a fun distance roller ski up Hatcher Pass Road, which I'd never been up before. It's a beautiful place to the north of Anchorage. And then we did an intensity session out at Kincaid Park, where we did some skate intensity, and that was an awesome opportunity as well. We were skiing fast, under 2 minutes a kilometer, which in raw speed would have been something I struggled with 2 years ago, and to be able to go and ski at that pace comfortably was really something that I was looking at as a great sign that I've been able to improve my high-speed skiing and feel comfortable at really high pace. So that was a big workout for me. We also did a classic speed session that was really beneficial, and overall it's just been a really productive camp, and it's only halfway through, so I'm looking forward to a great week on the glacier and more opportunities to ski against these guys and push myself and test where I'm at and see where I need to focus when I leave here.
Sure. Have you been up on Eagle Glacier before?
I have. I had the opportunity to ski up there with the APU guys last year. It was not a U.S. ski team camp, but it was I was invited to join them, and it was an incredible experience. I mean, the situation up there is so dialed with living right on the snow and getting flown in and out that I'm so excited to get back up there.
Well, you know, talking to Andy Newell, and he hadn't been there for I'm not sure how many years, but you know, he was skiing up there many years ago with Justin Wadsworth. He remembered, and we were talking about you know, just the facilities there, and apparently that you know, there's some pretty nice things coming out of that kitchen there. We saw the girls tweeting, you know, a really nice shot of some really nice looking food, and so we're hoping to see what you guys come up with.
Oh, yeah, the kitchen is absolutely what you make it. The tools are all there to make some delicious food, so it's up to us to put together the ingredients in the right way. And, you know, we might not be quite as skilled at that as the ladies are, but we'll do our best.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Noah. It sounds like, you know, you guys have the energy in the right direction, and we'll look for tweets and see what you come up with. So after this camp, what happens for you?
I get to go home back to Park City for 9 days, I believe, and then I get the opportunity to go down to New Zealand to get back on snow. I'll be going down there alone, but there will be some great training partners down there, including the Canadian Paranordic team, you know, with Brian McKeever and
sure.
Graham Nishikawa will be down there guiding for them. So there will be some great athletes down there to ski with, and hopefully some other foreign athletes as well. Maybe the Russians will be down there again. I'm not exactly sure, but either way, it'll be an awesome opportunity to ski. And you know, the situation down at the snow farm in New Zealand is really ideal for high level training. So I'm excited to get the opportunity to head back down.
Yep, sounds good. The snow farm looks incredible, and the conditions there are always ideal. So. Lots to look forward to there. Well, listen, that's great, Noah. We're excited to hear about how well your training's going, and the excitement about that you have for next season. And we're happy to spend time with you before you head up to the glacier. And we want to wish you all the best. And thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.